Previously on Suits.
I'm bonding with your father here.
Speaking of which,
you're not taking it easy on me, are you?
A little.
But you mean something to me. You've always meant something to me, and you always will mean something to me.
What do you mean, Harvey?
It hasn't.
I am not losing to him.
You. Your blood feud or whatever it is you have with that man is what put the target on my back in the first place.
I made this mess. It's up to me to clear it up.
Harvey and Cameron made a deal to take you down, and part of that deal was that I got to be the one to tell you about it.
If he can't practice law in the country, he can't be a member of our firm.
You set this whole thing up.
Jessica set this whole thing up.
And Edward, we may be getting a divorce, but I fully intend on keeping ownership of the house.
Come on, just because I have to wake up early doesn't mean you should suffer.
Well, you know what they say, the couple that wakes together.
Bakes together?
Stays together.
Yeah, that doesn't rhyme.
You're ridiculous.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I know.
You're amazing.
I know.
You have no intention of letting me go to work, do you?
There once was a girl from Nantucket.
I love you.
Ooh, that doesn't rhyme, you know.
What are you, the rhyming police now?
We started it.
And I'm gonna finish it.
They say I'm a walking dreamer, baby. If I stopped, it would make the show. Can't keep up with my rhythm, though. You look happier than you did last night.
I am.
What are you doing here?
I was thinking I'd give you a ride.
You just gave me a ride last night.
Yeah, this time I thought I'd join you.
Harvey, we put in 15-hour days, 12 feet from each other. You really want to go to work together?
Who said anything about work? We have breakfast at Nougatine and an excursion to Hermes that may or may not involve a new handbag.
You've been needing a new handbag.
You can never have too many handbags.
You're a woman after my own heart.
Well, in that case.
Harvey. Why are you doing this?
Donna, we've all been through a lot. We deserve a little celebration.
Well, in that case, you have had it pretty rough. We're going to need to get you more than one handbag.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Jessica.
Lewis, what can I do for you?
Actually, I'm not here about me. I'm here about you.
How so?
I want to handle the dissolution.
So this is about you?
No. Jessica, I got Ava out when you wanted her out. I proved that I will do whatever it takes, and what's more, I know Darby's assets, and I will get you everything that you have coming.
I can get everything I have coming.
Maybe. But after what Stephen Huntley and Edward Darby did, you want to exact a pound of flesh. You want to kill them both.
What's your point?
My point is that you go into that room angry, you're going to have blinders on. And they're going to lead you any way they want you to go. I get in that room, I'm cool as a cucumber. And I will lead whatever way you want to go.
We just got Edward Darby's proposed formula for splitting our assets.
Son of a bitch.
I know. He thinks he can dictate terms after what he's done. We need to crush him.
See? Blinders.
What?
Lewis was just suggesting that he run the negotiations.
Lewis also suggested the firm adopt a badger as a mascot.
The badger is a noble and fearsome creature, but that's not the point. I can beat him.
And the Washington Generals think they can beat the Globetrotters, but they're not even in the same league.
My father played for the Washington Generals.
See?
So what are you saying? I'm not in your league?
I'm saying you and I don't even play the same sport.
Harvey, enough. And Lewis has a point.
You seriously want to consider this? This is a joke.
Lewis, will you give us a moment? Please?
I am not a joke.
You can't do that anymore.
You mean make fun of Lewis? It's one of life's great pleasures.
Well, the two of you were colleagues. It's fair game, but you're a named partner now, and you have to show him some respect.
I am showing him respect. I'm being dismissive to his face.
Harvey, remember Koppelman?
Comeovers like that are hard to forget.
When I first started here, he and I would fight like cats and dogs every day, toe to toe. And one day he went too far, he crossed the line, and I'd had enough, and I went in and I ripped him up. You know what I did the day after Daniel and I took over the firm? I went to Koppelman, and I told him how much I valued him.
Koppelman never voted against you the whole time I knew him.
Exactly. And by the way, Lewis is right.
Jessica, it's one thing for me to show Lewis respect, but you want to put me on the sidelines for him?
No. I'm going to put him in at quarterback, then snap the ball to you.
See the world in one more stay, being real, giving up a piece of pie for your wife. Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody wanna see what it's like.
Let me get this straight. You want to go after their clients so we get to count those revenues.
Whoever has more revenue is going to determine who gets what at the time of closing.
Lewis locks in the settlement terms while we tip the basis for the settlement.
Exactly.
Some might say that's negotiating in bad faith.
And I say Darby wasn't above board when we got married. Why should we be above board when we're getting divorced?
And until the settlement is done, it's not stealing clients.
It's shifting the attorney of record.
Wait a minute. Do you think of this all by yourself?
Why wouldn't I think of this all by myself?
It was Jessica, wasn't it? She thought of it all by herself.
The important thing right now is to decide which client to go after.
And to avoid my question about whose idea it was.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, if it's going to affect the settlement calculations, we're going to need a big client, and we're going to need a big one who just took a loss.
Not necessarily. You know who cries hardest in the Miss America pageant?
The runner-up.
The winner. Because she knows she can't win again. And winners always want to win more.
Yeah, that's not why they cry. What's wrong with you?
Stay with me. What we need is a huge company that is still looking to keep the crown.
Samsung.
Get it going.
Yeah. Wait, do you actually watch the Miss America pageant?
No, but I've celebrated with the winner.
Texas, Florida, New York.
California.
Now, there's a question you didn't want to avoid.
Exactly.
You want to see me?
Yes, and it's important.
What can I do for you? Adjust the font on the new business cards? Order some pens?
I don't know. If we don't have any pens, what would you sign the order with?
What do you want, Jessica?
I was just making a little joke.
Well, I thought I was the only joke around here.
Lewis, you are no joke. And you're right. You have been on the sidelines far too long. I want you to handle the negotiations.
You won't be sorry. You want a pound of flesh, I'm going to bring you the whole carcass.
I believe you would, but I'm going to ask you to do something else.
Anything you need.
I need you to be fair.
Fair?
Yes. Fair.
That's one way to go.
It's the way to go. Because I need them to think that we're moving on, when in fact, we're going after their clients.
Oh my God. Oh my God, you and Harvey are letting me in on one of your missions? This is litastic.
Lewis. Calm down.
Calm down? No. This is just like The Great Escape. You're recruiting me to go behind enemy lines. I'm Steve McQueen.
You know The Great Escape.
Are you kidding? Charles Bronson grew up in my grandmother's shtetl.
Then you know. Steve McQueen was the Cooler King. Lewis, I need you to be my Cooler King.
Yeah, you're cool. So you're authorizing me to sign on your behalf?
Yes. But under no circumstances are you to lock in the existing client allocations.
Please, I die before that happens.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Is that coconut water?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I took some with me this morning. I hope you don't mind.
Why would I mind? You needed the hydration.
You made me need the hydration.
You're welcome.
What?
Nothing.
What?
I just don't like when you drink from the bottles in the refrigerator.
But it's my bottle.
The ones in my fridge aren't.
So you do mind that I took it?
No, I mind that you drink from the bottles in my fridge.
Okay.
And that you left your coffee mug in the sink again.
I thought I was supposed to put the mug in the sink.
Yes, on the right side. The left side is for rinsing. I can't rinse if there are dishes piled on both sides.
I'll try and remember that.
You'd think a guy with your memory wouldn't have to try.
All right, let's hear it.
Hear what?
The list.
What list?
The things I do that annoy you.
I don't have a list.
Everyone has a list.
Do you have a list?
This isn't about my list. This is about your list.
No, it's about yours because I just told you everything that's on mine.
You're telling me that the most meticulous woman on the Upper West Side only has a list of two?
That's not fair.
No, what's not fair is you making this all about me. I might not be perfect, but neither are you. So, excuse me, I have more important things to do than talk about where I left my coffee cup.
Fair?
Fair.
Fair?
Yes, fair.
I didn't even like playing nice in the sandbox.
Someone has better sand toys, you take them.
Exactly. And you don't ask Bolshoi ballerinas to dance a tango.
That would indeed be blasphemy.
If Jessica wants compromise, she should hire a mediator, not a gladiator.
Except Jessica doesn't want compromise. She wants a stone-cold killer to do one thing and one thing only.
And what is that?
Not to lock client allocations till Harvey lands Samsung.
Then give me an order.
Your order is to not let my inner gladiator get past my outer negotiator.
That's not going to be easy, Louis. You're like the Hulk. Once you get enraged, there's no going back.
Though your description of both my temperament and physique is accurate, the one thing that I have on my side is that I have no personal animus against the other side. Nesbitt.
Lit.
I see you're wearing your checkered suit with your crimson power tie.
You see correctly.
Looks like you came to play hardball.
I didn't come to play anything. I came to win.
Well, I'm not here to win. I'm here to make sure we hammer out a fair agreement.
And to help you achieve that, I see you brought along Tinkerbell.
And you were so scared of Tinkerbell, you sent her to Barcelona for your cat trial.
During which time she worked closely with a different senior partner. Again and again.
Don't worry. Dr. Banner's not turning green today. See, whatever you thought was going to happen to me here isn't. So go ahead. Wind me up all you want, because I ain't losing my cool.
Fine. This is my initial proposal.
Those are letters I wrote to Mikado.
Unopened.
You never read them to her?
Not a single word.
You son of a bitch. You think you can rattle me? I'm unrattleable.
Really? This portrait that you sent her.
Get out. I said go. Oh, yeah. You and I are going to war. Everything's on the goddamn table.
Including the existing client list allocations?
Do you hear what I just said? I said everything.
You son of a bitch.
You knew I'd come after Samsung.
I knew what suit you'd be wearing.
I know Tiger Woods wears red on Sundays. Doesn't mean I can beat him.
I'm not going to let you poach our clients, Harvey.
You poaching our clients is what led us to this goddamn merger in the first place.
That was fair game. This is bad faith.
Bad faith? I'm going after Samsung. I'm not murdering anybody and lying about it to my partners.
Don't you dare put me in with them.
You put yourself in with them. Speaking of which, what the hell are you still doing in bed with these people, Scotty?
As you know, I don't always have the best judgment of who I get in bed with. And as for why I'm still in business with them...
Let me guess. You beat me on the dissolution negotiation, you get your name on the door.
Yep. Darby agreed to it the second that you pushed him out.
He only did that because he knew when word got out that his house was on fire, he had to do something.
Well, he did. He put me against you. And as you just noted, our house is on fire. And I'm going to fight tooth and nail to put the damn thing out.
You can fight tooth and nail all you like. But it's never done a thing for you against me before.
That's because I always had something else on my mind before. But you've made it clear that that's never going to happen. So, if you think you're going to win this time, you've got another thing coming.
Say what you want, Scotty. I'm going in there and you're not going to stop me.
I'm afraid I already did. Client list just got locked. So you can go in there and give it a shot. They're never going to sign with the guy who just got played on their front porch. I got your message.
Thanks for meeting me.
It's not often I get invited out to hear an apology.
I'm so sorry I snapped at you. I got defensive, and when I went away to think about it, I came up with why.
Why?
I feel like a guest in your apartment. I think it's because we spend all of our time at your place and none of the time at mine.
Yeah, but I told you, when I'm at your place, all I can picture is Tess in a bedsheet.
I know. That's why we're here. Come on, I want to show you something.
Lewis, we gave you one job and you blew it. How the hell did you screw up those negotiations?
Screw up? Come on, what are you talking about? They got us the corporate jet, we keep our first dividend checks, and they pay for our new letterhead. So, you know what? You just put that in your pipe and you smoke it.
I don't give a shit about the goddamn letterhead!
You don't think I know that? Nobody cares about the goddamn letterhead, okay? Nigel went after Mikado.
What the hell is Mikado?
Not what, who. She's a cat.
He went after your cat?
He went after his cat.
He tortured his cat?
He deprived her of my letters.
Lewis? You lost your shit during a negotiation because someone didn't read your letters to their cat?
Marty, please. I'm sorry, I lost my head. I don't even remember signing the agreement.
Well, you did! And Lewis, you've been asking Jessica to give you the ball instead of me ever since the day I met you. Well, she gave it to you. And you just went and scored a touchdown for the other team.
Your grandmother's apartment.
Still own it.
You kept it this entire time?
I couldn't rent it. Couldn't sell it. I couldn't even come here.
That means the last time you were here.
We were here.
So you want to move in here?
I want us to move in here.
Mike.
Rachel. I've only ever been here twice. And both times were with you. The first time we stood here, we pictured living together. I'll never forget that.
Neither will I.
The second time, it was one of the hardest days of my life. But I got through it because we were together.
One of the sweetest things I've ever heard.
You don't have to answer right now, okay? I just wanted to show you what we could have.
Oh, damn, Lewis.
Let it go.
Let it go? You don't say let it go unless you already didn't let it go.
You're going to take it out on me for taking it out on him?
At the moment, we don't have the time.
Good, because I've already got Mike looking for ways to revise the agreement.
The problem isn't revising it. The problem is Lewis already signed it.
You're saying we need to find a loophole.
I am.
Well, if we can't steal from their clients and the revenues from new ones don't count, what the hell are we supposed to do?
There's only one thing to do. Look at the money we're already owed.
I don't follow you.
We're on a cash basis. We can't count the revenues we haven't collected yet. But if we can entice someone to pay us sooner, we can get that revenue in under the window.
Bad faith. I like it. The question is, who still owes us enough money to make a difference?
Folsom Foods. The second they pay their settlement, we get paid our fee.
You came to that all on your own.
Yeah, about an hour ago. Oh, don't tell me I beat you to it.
Maybe, but you didn't have Harvey slowing you down.
That's a fair point.
Okay, I'm right here.
Well, your idea is no good. Because it'll be a cold day in hell before Daniel Hardman lifts a finger to help this firm. And I'd rather lose this negotiation than to cut a deal with that son of a bitch.
You don't have to. Hardman was running point. Folsom's not his client.
They're Robert Zane's.
He's no fan of us either.
Maybe not. But we can handle Robert Zane.
You caught on to my plan there.
You mean the most obvious plan in the world?
I mean the plan that I thought of, and that you didn't, and that I'm the perfect person to implement.
You really think you can handle Robert Zane?
I have a relationship with him.
Yeah, you're sleeping with his daughter. I'm sure he's your biggest fan.
Okay, it's not like that. I had dinner at the man's house.
I had dinner at the White House. You're not going to make me Attorney General.
Okay, first of all, bullshit. Second of all, do you have a better idea?
No, I don't.
But are you ready to use your relationship with Rachel to get her father to turn?
Doesn't matter, because I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to use it to get him to hear me out in the first place.
Good luck with that. Hey, how'd you know that White House thing was bullshit?
Mike, I was wondering when I was going to get you out of here.
Golf isn't really my thing.
What is your thing?
Sports.
You're telling me you're one of those guys that doesn't think golf is a sport?
Of course not. I can tell you're an athlete just by looking at you, sir.
With an attitude like that, you must be here on business.
Pull some food.
You going to stick that loss in my face?
No, I'm here to make that loss sting a little less. You move up your payment by one fiscal quarter, we'll take a 10% haircut on our fee.
10% is a little light.
All right, I'll cut right to it. I can go as high as 20.
Are you saying 20?
Yes.
Then I'm saying no.
Sir, this is a win for you.
No, this isn't shit for me. This is about Harvey Specter and Jessica Pearson and their divorce negotiations. And you don't go to the one you didn't marry to stick it to the one you did.
We could go straight to your client.
By the time they accepted the offer, it'd be too late. You just gave that away when you went straight to 20%.
I went straight to 20% out of respect. And now you're repaying me by being a...
What? You don't have the balls to say it. I will. A dick. I'm being a dick. And the question is, what are you going to do about it?
I'm not going to do anything about it. I just wonder what your daughter's going to think when she finds out you screwed over your own client just to stick it to the man she loves.
She loves Harvey Specter.
No. But when you go after Harvey, you go after me.
The whooping crane of Manchuria.
It's my calming animal.
You've chosen well.
What can I do for you, Katrina?
I never heard back from you.
About what?
About anything. Especially what we're going to do about negotiations.
There's no more negotiation. I had one assignment and I blew it.
Louis, the opera isn't over until the fat lady sings.
This is not the opera. It's football. Harvey said it. They gave me the ball. I scored a touchdown for the other team. It's the eighth inning and there's no more time left on the clock.
I never thought I'd hear you say that.
It's the fact. There's nothing we can do. I signed the agreement and Nigel's never going to reopen it.
Well, then I guess it's a good thing I found a loophole.
What are you talking about?
We can't steal their clients, but we can still increase our revenue.
No, new clients don't count.
I'm not talking about new clients. I'm talking about new revenue from clients we already have.
Well, that's operating in complete bad faith. Now, what clients are you talking about?
First, I got you something.
Okay, Katrina, you know what? I really don't have time for sentimental.
The trademark came through 10 minutes ago.
I don't know what to say.
Say you forgive me for letting you lose control with Nigel.
I do. Now, let's go get some goddamn new revenue.
You? How'd you get in here?
Because I know how to get things done.
You didn't the last time we met.
No, last time you saw me coming a mile away. This time I'm blindsiding you.
I didn't know we were at war.
We're not. It's just a training exercise.
These are my personal bank statements. You stole my money.
No, not stole. Relocated.
I could have you arrested.
You could. But then you'd be missing out on all this. Tax shelter in the Caymans. Carried interest classification for your personal holdings. Blind irrevocable trust for up to 6 of your unborn children.
And this means?
You'll never pay a nickel in taxes your entire life. Not to mention, your money would be too secure for someone to do what I just did.
How'd you do all this?
Well, you said you called us for the paperwork. This is how I do paperwork. Oh, and one last thing. That Ferrari that your ex-wife took?
Yeah.
I got it back.
You're hired.
Don't you need to get board approval?
To be my personal attorney?
But for Giannopoulos Limited Holdings to expand the relationship with us.
Are you crazy?
How is that crazy? I just showed you what I'm capable of.
You showed me you could beat a tribe of Visigoths. You want me to give you control of the Roman Empire?
I can handle the Roman Empire.
Even if you could, from Mr. Giannopoulos' perspective, you're a nobody.
Please, can't you at least find a way to convince him?
I'm sorry. If I bring your name up to him, he will laugh me out of the room.
It's a check from Folsom Foods.
The remainder of what they owe us.
Holy shit, that's all of it.
It's hard to believe that you could get Zane to do this without using his daughter against him.
Well, maybe I'm an excellent negotiator.
If you're an excellent negotiator, this wouldn't include a 20% haircut. It would be 10% like I would have gotten.
You. He wouldn't have even talked to you.
Like you're not talking to me right now? What'd you say to Zane?
Let's just say we may have gotten what we wanted, but my girlfriend's dad's going to be pissed at me for a little while.
Then you're a better negotiator than I thought.
I never should have given you my key.
And I never should have forgotten that you'll stop at nothing to beat me.
No, you shouldn't have.
Harvey, the man that I knew may have fought to the death, but he always operated in good faith.
I told you, I am not bound by good faith on this deal after what your boss did.
It's not just Edward's firm.
What does that have to do with it?
What does that have to do with it? You shrunk the whole pie for the sole purpose of getting a bigger piece for yourself, and it screwed me along with Edward.
What do you want, Scotty?
I want you to exclude the Folsom Foods payments from the settlement calculations.
And why would I do that?
Because I need you to.
I'm afraid that's not enough.
You came to me, needing help with Ava Hessington after you sent me back to London. You said that I mean something to you, that I'll always mean something to you. Is that bullshit or not?
It wasn't bullshit, and if you were in trouble personally...
I am in trouble personally. You said so yourself. Our house is on fire and it's my job to put it out. If you crush me, I'll have nothing.
That's not personal, that's business.
Okay. Let's talk business. You made a career out of putting IOUs in the bank. Do the same thing right now. Put an IOU in with me.
And what's to stop you from still trying to screw me after that?
My word that I won't. He asked you to move in together?
I know. It's...
What?
I was going to say that it's a big step. Because it's not really that quick. We've known each other for a while.
Yes, but you only just started dating.
So I guess that means you're against it.
Rachel, I'm not against it. You told me that you love him, and I couldn't be happier for you. But you got a lot going on right now. You don't even know where you're going to go to law school. I'm just saying... Maybe you don't want to rush into this so quickly.
Rush into what?
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike asked me to move in with him.
Move in with him? Shit, what's he going to do to me then?
What are you talking about?
You didn't hear? He came to me on the golf course.
To ask for permission?
No, he didn't ask for shit. Got to hand it to him. The boy's got some balls.
What?
Kicked my ass. Didn't even have the courtesy to give me a...
Robert!
Oh, come on. She's going to be a lawyer. Going to hear a lot worse.
Dad, what are you talking about? What happened?
He wanted an advance on the Folsom settlement. And he put the screws to me to get it.
He put the screws to you how?
Rachel, this is a surprise. What happened to...
That's in a bedsheet? It was replaced by the image of you manipulating my dad.
Okay, I did not manipulate your dad.
How exactly would you describe it?
I didn't go there to manipulate him, all right? He was about to make a decision that was going to affect him, us, and his client, and I just pointed that out to him.
And then when that didn't work, you pointed out that I wouldn't approve.
He was bullying me.
So you used me to bully him back. I was talking to my mom about moving in with you when I found out about this.
Okay, Rachel, I'm sorry. All right, let me call him right now. I'll apologize to him.
Him?
He loved it.
He did?
Yeah, he thought you had balls.
So then what's the problem?
Are you not listening to me? I was thinking about moving in with you, and then I find out that you go to my...
Wait. Are you saying this changes everything?
It's complicated.
What's so complicated about it?
I don't even want to get into this with you right
Rachel,
now.
If you don't want to live with me, why don't you just tell me you don't want to live with me?
I didn't say that.
Well, do you?
You said I could have some time, so... I just need some time.
You excluded the Folsom Foods payment from the revenue totals on this.
It's a draft document. I haven't showed it to anyone. I just wanted to run it by you.
Well, what reason could you possibly have for wanting to do it at all?
Because Scotty came to me and asked, and I think it's good business.
Well, your idea of good business is different from mine. Because we already took less money from Folsom Foods, and now you want us to take less money from Darby.
Jessica, if we screw him over, he's going to come back at us. It might not be tomorrow, it might not be 6 months from now, but he's going to find a way.
You mean she'll find a way?
That's exactly what I mean.
And maybe she will. But I've never known you to run from a fight before.
My name was never on the door before. You said it yourself. I have to think differently now that I'm in this position.
I did say that.
And it's not just going to be one fight. It's going to be the Hatfields and the McCoys all over again.
Are you sure this isn't really about your history with her?
What if it is?
She could just be playing us.
She could, but I trust her. Jessica, it's time to turn the page.
Well, I don't want to turn the page. I want to close the book. Tell her we'll exclude the payment and honor our deal.
Louis, I know it didn't go exactly as planned, but you need to pick yourself up and dust yourself off.
Exactly as planned? I utterly failed. Don't even deserve this stupid mug. Lit up, it should say shit up.
It didn't fail. You impressed him.
Oh yeah, that and $45 for getting my cat a Brazilian bikini wax.
You got a new cat?
Foster.
Louis, enough. You need to go to Harvey.
You mean tell him that I'm even more of an embarrassment than he says I am?
You're not an embarrassment. You may need Harvey to put the ball in the end zone, but you had the idea, you set it up, and you drove the ball down to the 1 yard line.
No, I didn't have the idea. You had the idea.
And you executed it. But you're giving me credit. If Harvey executes this, he'll give you credit.
No, he won't. He never does.
Louis, he might. You want him to see a different side of you. Give him a chance to show a different side of him.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter anyway. Harvey doesn't need my help anymore. It's too late.
No, it isn't. Haven't you heard?
Heard what?
Harvey, I have some bad news.
What is it?
I think you should sit down.
Donna, unless someone died, I don't need to sit down. Just tell me.
Hassington Oil just fired us.
Scotty betrayed me.
You don't know that.
1 + 1 = 2, Donna, and I know how to goddamn add. I didn't count the Folsom money, and suddenly our oil revenues are gone, and her piece of the pie just skyrocketed.
Harvey. Please, don't do anything rash.
What the hell are you saying?
I'm saying call her.
How would that go? Hey, Scotty, thanks for dicking me over. Could you please take it back?
You don't know how it would go. And you could find out if you would drop your pride and just give her the benefit of the doubt.
You gave someone the benefit of the doubt. Look how that turned out.
You think just because you bought me a handbag, you can say that to me?
Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. But I just got played. And I'm not about to call Scotty and cry about it.
So what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to figure out how to do to her what she just did to me.
Harvey.
Not now, Louis.
Yes, now, Harvey. I've got the answer.
The answer to what?
To shoving the Hessington oil firing up Edward Darby's ass. Harvey,
Harvey.
Tony Giannopoulos. He can triple the revenue we lost with Hessington Oil. And they're technically not a new client.
So there's nothing Scotty can do. Well, what makes you think he's going
to
go for it?
Because I went there. And they are primed to say yes. They just won't. They just won't say yes to me. Give them this. They'll say yes to you.
Lewis, this is brilliant. If you hadn't had the balls to come to me, we'd have nothing right now.
Harvey, no. I should have come to you sooner, but I didn't because I just...
Lewis, I've told you this before, but it's always been when I needed something from you. And I don't need anything from you right now because you just gave it to me. So maybe you can hear it when I say it. I respect you. You're an excellent attorney. A valuable member of this firm.
A friend?
Don't push it.
I'm sorry. Seriously, Harvey, I just have to say, it means so much when you say all that.
Do you need a tissue or something?
Can I use your pocket square?
Under no circumstances.
I'll be fine. And you and Jessica need to take that over to Giannopoulos right now.
Screw that. I'm going over there with you.
He's not there.
What? Where is he?
He went to see Tony Giannopoulos.
By himself?
No, with Lewis.
With Lewis? What, was he mad at me?
Rachel's the only one who's mad at you.
She told you.
She didn't have to. What were you thinking pulling all that shit with her dad?
I didn't think it would come to that. He didn't mind. Why should she?
Anyone who understands women in any way would know that was a bad idea from the start.
Well, Harvey liked it.
Proving my point.
I asked her to move in with me.
I know.
She told you?
Of course she did. I can't intuit everything. What am I, the Dalai Lama?
Donna, you should have seen her face when I asked her. She was so happy.
I'm sure she was. It was very romantic.
How could she be so happy and then just not want to do it?
Who says she doesn't want to do it?
I told her to take her time, but I didn't think she'd need it.
Why wouldn't she need it? Just because you made some romantic gesture doesn't mean that all reason goes out the window.
I've had a pit in my stomach since last night. I need to do something.
You need to look in the mirror.
What?
I just jumped into a relationship with a man who, it turns out, was pretending to be something he wasn't. Rachel already knows that you're pretending to be something you're not. All you need to do is just give her time to figure it all out.
What if she says no?
Then she says no. But pushing her isn't going to stop that from happening.
You're here to complain about Hessington Oil. I had nothing to do with it. I'm just the majority shareholder. I don't get involved in day-to-day stuff.
We're not here to complain.
We're here to bring a gift.
The question is, what do you get a man who can burn a $50,000 bond?
Something money can't buy.
This isn't public.
It will be in 48 hours, and it's legal now.
How do you know that?
Because I structured it that way. I could do more of the same for you, but he didn't tell you because I wasn't enough of a name.
You're not.
But I am.
What you are is a man who shoots from the hip, which I like, but...
You also need a stabilizing influence.
Not a football player.
But a fan of the ballet.
Muscle.
And finesse.
And you guys think that I'm not aware that this is all about your merger negotiations.
Oh, I was counting on you being aware of it.
Because then you'll also be aware that we can be very flexible in our billings.
As long as I pay enough up front to tip the scales in your favor.
We'll structure a schedule that results in you getting a substantial financial benefit.
Which is his specialty.
Go ahead, tell him.
He's a badass. What do you say we celebrate our new association over dinner in Chicago with Michael Jordan?
We can take my private jet.
Hey, which will allow us to pay for it and for you to write it off. Hey.
Hey.
I know you're probably busy.
I'm actually not.
Rachel, I know that dating me is complicated.
Mike.
I just want you to know you can take as much time as you need.
I love you.
I love you too.
I got into Stanford. What the hell is wrong with you?
I see you got my little gut punch.
I came to you hat in hand, and this is what you do? Stack the numbers?
Hat in hand? More like a wolf in sheep's clothing.
What are you talking about?
Hessington Oil.
I had nothing to do with that.
Something dropped from the sky, tilted everything in your favor right after I cut you a break? I don't think so.
Harvey, I gave you my word, and I honored it.
Bullshit. You're just saying that because I've got the upper hand.
This is not about the upper hand.
You're always about the
upper
hand.
Harvey, stop. I came to you and asked for mercy. Do you know how hard that was for me? And then for me to turn around and use that to dupe you, how could you think I would do that?
Well, what would you have thought?
I don't know, but you could have called me.
And say what?
And asked me to exclude the firing from the calculations.
I'm not going to do
that. What? You're not going to do what? Not going to give me the benefit of the doubt and be vulnerable, expose yourself?
I already did that when I trusted you.
That was mercy, which is from a position of strength. Being vulnerable is from a position of weakness.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Well, then I guess I'm not going to either.
Meaning what?
Meaning that I am not going to dissolve this merger.
You already signed the agreement.
Then sue me. You're going to totally shaft me anyway. What's my downside? In the meantime, you'll have a named partner who can't practice in America, whose reputation is shit, and who's going to tie up all your profits in litigation for the next 5 years.
You're willing to do all that and expect me to believe you weren't behind us getting fired in the first place.
She's telling the truth, Harvey.
What?
Scotty didn't get us fired. Ava Hessington did.
That doesn't mean anything. Scotty could have arranged it.
Well, she didn't. Because Ava didn't just fire us. She's suing all of us for malpractice.
This is the result of your actions.
You go to Stanford, we're done.
Next Tuesday.
How long have Mike Ross and Rachel Zane been dating?
On the Suits summer finale.
I'm not the one who did this to her.
I have evidence that she did.
You told me I was wrong about you. How can you do this?
We don't stand a chance.
Whose idea was it to cut that deal? Yours or Jessica's?
You told Robert Zane's daughter my business.
What I do? I do it to win. Suits, the summer finale, next Tuesday at 10, only on USA.